You're standing in line at a cafe, wondering if you should stick with your usual order or try something new. Meanwhile, your phone buzzes with unread emails, your closet overflows with clothes you haven't worn in months, and you're still debating whether to accept that job offer or hold out for something better. These aren't just random life hassles. They're computational problems that have stumped mathematicians for decades. What if the same algorithms that power Google's search engine could help you decide when to settle down, what to keep in your closet, or which tasks to tackle first? This isn't science fiction. Computer scientists have been solving these exact problems for years, and their solutions are shockingly applicable to the messy, analog world of human decision-making. The bridge between silicon and soul reveals something profound. Our daily dilemmas aren't uniquely human. They're universal optimization challenges with elegant mathematical solutions. When should you stop looking and commit? Whether apartment hunting, dating, or hiring, move too early and you might miss something better. Wait too long and everything good passes you by. Mathematicians solved this optimal stopping problem with the 37% rule. Spend exactly 37% of your search time just looking, rejecting everything. Then commit immediately to the next option that beats everything you've seen. Dating from age 18 to 40, date casually until 26, then marry the next person who's better than anyone before. Selling your house over 3 months, gather offers for 5 weeks, then accept the next one exceeding your best. This isn't guesswork, it's mathematics. The number emerges from 1e, about 0.368, and gives you the highest probability of selecting the absolute best option. With more information, use the threshold rule. Start with high standards, then gradually lower them as time runs out. But commitment is only half the story. The explore-exploit tension between trying new possibilities and sticking with known pleasures defines how we allocate time. Computer scientists call this the multi-armed bandit problem. The optimal strategy depends on your time horizon. With decades ahead, exploration makes sense. With limited time, exploitation becomes rational. This explains why teenagers crave novelty while grandparents prefer routine. It's optimal resource allocation. The principle scales beautifully. Hollywood's endless sequels signal an industry optimizing for immediate returns. Simple algorithms like win-stay-lose-shift capture folk wisdom. Stick with what works until it fails, then try something new. These insights are revolutionizing medical research through adaptive designs that shift patients toward promising treatments as evidence accumulates, potentially saving lives while maintaining scientific rigor. Every time you alphabetize books or match socks, you're confronting one of computer science's fundamental challenges. Sorting seems simple until the work explodes. Consider sock matching. Comparing each sock to every other sock becomes absurdly inefficient as piles grow. Computer scientists measure this using big O notation. This method is ON squared, meaning work increases with the square of items. 20 socks require 400 comparisons. 40 socks need 1,600. This quadratic growth explains why organizing feels increasingly overwhelming. Smarter algorithms break this barrier. Merge sort uses divide and conquer, repeatedly splitting problems into smaller chunks before combining solutions. This reduces sorting to O(n) log n, dramatically faster for large datasets. The principle applies beyond data. When organizing anything, break it into manageable pieces rather than tackling everything simultaneously. But sorting isn't just about efficiency. It's about handling uncertainty. Sports tournaments can't have every team play every other team, yet we still want meaningful rankings. The deeper lesson, perfect organization is often impossible or prohibitively expensive. Sometimes, accepting a bit of chaos beats endlessly pursuing flawless systems. Your overflowing closet mirrors computing's core challenge, managing limited memory through strategic caching. When space runs out, the mathematically optimal answer is surprisingly simple. Discard the least recently used item. This works because temporal locality, recently used things tend to be needed again soon, is fundamental in both computing and human life. Libraries demonstrate this beautifully. An LRU approach would place recently returned books in high traffic areas before eventually reshelving them, seemingly chaotic, yet optimizing discovery. In your home, LRU suggests keeping frequently used items accessible while storing rarely used ones in harder to reach spaces. The Noguchi filing system, simply placing recently used documents at one end of a pile, creates self-organizing structures that naturally prioritize relevance without complex categorization. Even human memory appears optimized for LRU-like retrieval. Hermann Ebbinghaus's forgetting curve shows memory decaying over time, but this curve closely matches statistical patterns in information relevance. Our memory systems aren't flawed. They're tuned to predict which information will be most valuable. As we age and accumulate experiences, retrieval naturally slows, not from cognitive decline, but because we have larger data sets to search.
Computer science offers powerful insights for managing our daily "what should I do next" puzzle. For tasks with deadlines, use earliest due date. Tackle them in order of due date. If you fall behind, Moore's algorithm suggests dropping the most time-consuming task to minimize late items. For tasks without strict deadlines, shortest processing time works best. Handle quick tasks first. This minimizes average completion time and builds psychological momentum. When tasks vary in importance, prioritize by importance divided by time required. This explains why we instinctively handle important quick tasks before important lengthy ones. It's mathematically sound. Complexity increases when tasks depend on each other. The Mars Pathfinder mission encountered priority inversion when a low-priority task blocked a high-priority one, causing system resets. The solution, priority inheritance, temporarily elevating the blocking task's priority. Preemption, pausing tasks to switch, adds flexibility but costs efficiency. Each context switch requires mental overhead, explaining why interruptions devastate complex work. When overwhelmed, we risk thrashing, spending all our time switching contexts rather than progressing. The solution, deliberately reduce active projects or batch similar interruptions. Understanding these principles reveals that procrastination isn't always irrational. Sometimes it's an optimal response to incorrectly defined problems.
How do we make good predictions when information is scarce? Bayes' rule provides a mathematical framework for updating beliefs, combining prior knowledge with new evidence to form better conclusions. Consider medical testing for rare diseases. If a test comes back positive, how worried should you be? Bayes' rule reveals a counterintuitive truth. For very rare conditions, even accurate tests produce mostly false positives. This has profound implications for screening programs and risk assessment. The Copernican principle offers another approach. When you know little, assume the future will mirror the past. If a Broadway show has run 1 year, expect another year. But sometimes, thinking less leads to better decisions. Overfitting occurs when models become so complex they capture noise rather than patterns. A marriage satisfaction study found that a complex 16-factor model perfectly explained past data but failed miserably at prediction. A simpler model, using just one factor, whether conversations contained contempt, proved far more accurate. Financial models with numerous parameters excel at explaining past markets, but often fail spectacularly at predicting future ones. This explains why Nobel Prize-winning economist Harry Markowitz used a simple 50-50 stock-bond allocation for his own retirement rather than his complex portfolio theory. How do we avoid overfitting? Cross-validation tests models on unseen data. Regularization penalizes complexity. Early stopping halts optimization before it perfectly fits current conditions. When facing complex decisions with limited information, embracing simplicity isn't just easier, it's often more effective.
Some problems defy perfect solutions. Planning routes through 20 cities yields more possibilities than atoms in the universe. Computer scientists call these NP-hard problems. No efficient algorithm can solve them perfectly. Yet we face them constantly: seating arrangements, project schedules, travel planning. The solution? relaxation techniques that simplify problems by temporarily ignoring constraints, solving the easier version, then adjusting toward feasibility. Counterintuitively, randomness often improves outcomes. Simulated annealing balances exploration and refinement, initially making random moves to explore possibilities, then gradually cooling to refine promising solutions. This mirrors how creative breakthroughs emerge from unexpected connections rather than linear reasoning. By embracing controlled randomness and good enough solutions, we escape mental ruts and discover possibilities that purely deterministic approaches might never reveal. The internet's packet switching architecture reveals how resilience emerges from flexibility. Data breaks into chunks that find their own routes, allowing networks to survive failures. Packets simply route around damage. This mirrors how adaptable relationships and organizations thrive by adjusting to circumstances rather than clinging to rigid structures. Acknowledgement protocols confirm received messages, preventing cascading misunderstandings, equally vital in human communication. Exponential backoff prevents network congestion. If your message fails, wait before retrying, doubling the interval each time. In human interactions, persistent badgering when channels are overwhelmed rarely helps. Most remarkably, the internet demonstrates how complex global behaviors emerge from simple local rules. Millions of devices cooperate without central control, following shared protocols. This decentralized resilience models how human systems can navigate uncertainty through local adaptations, creating global robustness. These aren't merely computer science lessons, they're frameworks for navigating modern complexity. When paralyzed by choices, apply the 37% rule. When schedules overwhelm, consider context switching costs. When perfection proves elusive, embrace good enough solutions. The algorithms organizing our digital world can organize our analog lives, not by making us mechanical, but by revealing elegant mathematical patterns underlying messy human experiences. The goal isn't optimization, it's living deliberately in uncertainty.